Immunity is commonly understood as disease resistance or ability of the body to defend against all types of foreign bodies, be it microorganisms, toxic substances and the likes. Lack of immunity in an individual is called as susceptibility. Mainly, there are two types of immunity: innate, natural or non-specific, and acquired or adaptive. Innate or inborn immunity is inherited from the parents and provide protection right from birth throughout the life. For example, humans have inherent immunity against a disease called distemper, which is a fatal disease of dogs. Being non-specific immunity, it is provided through a number of barriers at the points of entry into our body. These are physical as skin, physiological as acidic pH in stomach, cellular as WBC, and cytokine barriers. Acquired, adaptive or specific immunity is acquired by an individual after the birth, which is specific and mediated by antibodies or lymphocytes or both. It not only relieves the infected person from the disease but also prevents from attacks in future. Acquired immunity is of two types: active immunity and passive immunity. In active immunity, cells of an individual produces antibodies in response to an infection or vaccination. The process is slow but long-lasting and harmless. Again, active immunity is either natural or artificial. Someone who recovers from an attack of smallpox develops natural active immunity, while childhood vaccination provides artificial active immunity. While in passive immunity, ready-made antibodies are directly injected to provide protection against the pathogens. It gives immediate response but is not long-lasting. This immunity is also of two types: natural and artificial. Natural passive immunity can be induced by transferring antibodies from mother to fetus through placenta and feeding colostrum, mother's first milk, which protects the infants up to 3 months of age. Administration of hyperimmune serum like anti-tetanus serum is an example of artificial passive immunity.